I think it's Jean's brother that shows up with a girl who we find out was Jean's or Larry's
That's not his brother. That's his cousin.
Oh, his cousin?
Because at the end of this, as he's like trying to kill him when they have their fight and he's punching him, he keeps going, yeah, cousin Larry this and cousin Larry that. And I was like, why are you making me want to watch Perfect Strangers right now?
I know. You're like, Valky, leave it.
I mean, oddly enough, I feel like there's too many characters, but there aren't a whole lot. Everything takes place in a single location. Yeah. Why isn't this just a play?
If you got tickets to see this as a like Broadway show or off-Broadway, whatever, as a stage show, and if you either like watching it present day, you knew it was written by Gene Wilder, or at the time, if you knew that Wilder and Radner were in this stage show.
Yeah.
I mean, I think then it would have been a hit and so goofy and fun and being, although a lot of Gilda's, even her reactions, that's besides that she was a comic genius, but played in front of an audience.
Yeah.
Some of her like humor in this movie would have not fallen as flat.
Yep.
You know, no,
I agree. It's a shame that we already did our Q&A episode. The how would you change one of these movies to make it better?
Oh,
this
would
be an easy answer. Make it a play. The end.
Make it a play. That's where it should have been. But it didn't.
Dom Delvey's, they all go to their separate rooms and they all get ready for the evening. For some reason, like a rubber snake pops out of a drawer. Gene Wilder freaks out about it.
Is this when he's on top of the moose?
Yeah, it's clearly not a real snake. Are we supposed to think it was real? Like, So they all come down to dinner, and this is when it's revealed to be Dom DeLuise. There is a scene early where she's talking to the executor of her will, and it's shot behind her as though we're supposed to think that this is an elderly woman. Clear, like, her voice is just Dom DeLuise. Kind of trying to talk like a woman, and suddenly it's revealed that it's him. I love the slide down the banister.
Oh my gosh, this is his entrance.
Yeah,
he does it more than once. Mm-hmm. He slides down, and it's like a squeaky fart that happens when he slides down the banister.
And like he has them all go to dinner, and what does he say? I even have it. Oh, it's weird because he's like, I know one of you is a werewolf. And everybody looks at him like he's crazy.
And then
crazy.
He's like, because he's seen the werewolf. Oh, we do see a couple of like little things. We do see that there's some kind of creature, something's lurking outside the windows as we're meeting the characters and we're going through.
It's a werewolf.
Like, it's a werewolf.
I mean, we have seen at the beginning that it's a werewolf, yes.
And we mentioned that the other woman in it, the cousin's girl that used to be the ex-girlfriend of Gene Wilder, at one point she constantly tries to throw herself on Gene Wilder. Mm-hmm. And at one point she covers him in kisses.
Yeah.
And Gilda is like, why do you have lipstick all over your lips? And Gene Wilder claims that it's the maid that did it. And the maid is like, she's a plain Jane, kind of like, she looks like a, you know, I don't know.
She's an old woman. Jane. Like, she's
she
an old
no
lady.
Makeup.
Yes. And she's
like
old.
Like an old,
like,
German
that's
lady.
The joke.
Like, she looks like,
old.
Yeah. And Gilda's like, what? And he's like, yeah, she can't keep her hands off me. I don't know why. And this is where the other wordplay joke comes in, because they meet, when Gilda meets this other woman for the first time, which happens before the dinner.
Yeah.
Right before the dinner. The woman has this, like, lipstick on, and Gilda's like, what color is that lipstick? And the woman says it's passion color. And she goes, well, quit passion your lips around.
Yep. Okay. And listen, yeah, I'm sure Jean wrote that, and I'm sure on the page that was dynamite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, you have Gilda Radner delivering these lines. This should all be better, and it's not, and I don't know why it's not, but anyway.
I'll tell you why, because it's not in front of a live audience.
Yeah. Dom DeLuise says one of them's a werewolf.
But yeah, so...
And she also says,
and then
like,
whisks them off to
That's my favorite part of this movie is when she's like, my brother, he was bitten by a creature and suddenly he was very hairy. The werewolf in this room, may God strike you dead. Now let's have coffee and dessert. Throws the napkin on the floor and gets up and like runs out of the room. And that's the moment I was like, I'm in it. Just for this character.
Yes, that's
alone.
How I was like. But then, and then that's having it, that's said that, I agree. We don't see a lot of her otherwise. Like, there's not a lot. There's another scene. This is then. They whisk off to coffee and dessert. And then my other favorite scene besides the leg scene is, so even at dinner, Aunt Kate or Dom DeLuise loves Gilda. Thinks that Vicky is great. So they have this little dance that they do that's kind of like the Hokey Pokey. I don't know what song it is, but it's like you put this in, you put this out.
It's crazy.
Gilda plays the air trombone, and Gilda's wearing this shirt, this like ruffly dress shirt, and Aunt Kate's outfit is more just like curtains. It's not very flattering or right?
I mean,
it's
you're
like
just
a weird,
trying to cover up Dom DeLuise somehow.
Yeah, yeah. They do this dance together that is a lot of fun. The whole time that the dancing is happening, Gene Wilder is getting, or Larry is getting freaked out because he's looking at the eyes. It's not just now the glowing eye guy. Like, everybody's kind of shifty and shady. And I think he asked a couple of times about his tie being straight.
Yep, yeah. And it's not as though I didn't enjoy the dance. Like, the dance, it comes out of nowhere, and it's kind of interesting.
It
feels like a late in the evening Saturday Night Live sketch. Like, not one of the great ones, but something is happening. You're killing time with something that's somewhat interesting, and you're allowing these two people just to kind of have fun.
And that's what it looked like, that these two... We're just, yes. I don't know if this was an improv, like, here, you guys just, because it looked like they had a
blast. I don't think
it
was improv, like, they have a routine down.
And it's a wonderful, it's fun, though, it's a fun little, but at the same time, it doesn't go anywhere but there.
And at this point, they do talk about, is it the executor? It's the executor's son. They do talk about this guy, and they're like, I saw him prancing around in a dress earlier. Oh, yeah. And somebody does say, like, oh, he does a great impersonation of Aunt Ruth. And I was so excited. Yeah. I was like, are we going to see Dom DeLuise in a dual role? Like, is he then going to? I didn't know it was the dead guy from the beginning. Like, at this point, I didn't know who this character was. And I was like, is he going to, like, come around the corner and we're going to have, like, a split-screen interaction between the two? And it never happens, I was kind of upset. Mm-mm. And why, at the end of this dance number, does every character have to ask every other character if they are ready for bed?
They're ready for
what
bed.
What is that all?
Well, the lights go out.
Forever.
A storm happens or something happens where the lights go out. And because even Dom DeLuise is like, electricity is the devil's work. And then when the lights go out and they get candles together. Yeah. One by one, each character goes, are you ready for bed? Are you ready for bed? Are you ready for bed? I don't know if that's an inside joke or dinner parties that maybe Gene Wilder was at. Cue to get out. I don't know.
I can only assume it is. And why are you putting an inside joke in your movie? Like something just you think is funny, because it's not funny. And it's
goofy.
Like, after a while, I was like, why are they, this isn't working. Stop it. Yeah. Stop. End this movie right now. Just end it. Say,
Listen,
we tried. It's not working out. The end. Let's do something different. So the whole movie takes place over the course of an evening. Oh, speaking of modern times. So everything that happens...
Hidden agenda, but I'm only